Game two of a three-game set between the Braves and Pirates. We'll take you to the bottom of the second. Pirates up 2-1. R.A. Dickey facing his counterpart, Chad Kuhl.
Marcakis very shallow in right field, or shallow all the way around. Little chopper past the mound. Garcia to his left field, squares the shoulders, and throws, and Freeman cannot handle it. There's a throw on the right field side of first, not in the dirt. It hit Freeman in the glove and came free.
Braves got a break on that, though they didn't get the out because Cervelli wasn't paying attention. There was nobody at third after he rounded second.
That should be an error on the third baseman. It costs the Braves a run, and it ties the game at two. 1-2 pitch. Hit hard to right center field toward the gap. That ball might fall, and does! Beyond a diving Marte, rolls to the wall. In to score is Garcia. Peterson around second, stumbles a bit, rights himself, and slides in at third. RBI triple for Jace Peterson. Petey, they call him. And the Braves reclaim the upper hand 3-2. Ground ball, one hop right to Phillips. It eats him up, trickles through him, and will tie the game. Hard hit to the hole left side, pass to diving Garcia, base hit. Jaso waved around third. He's coming to the plate to score. Peterson's throw misses the cutoff man. Fielded in foul territory by Suzuki, and that allows Harrison to go to second. No chance of throwing out Jaso, who runs really well at the plate. So the Braves just gave up a free base with a poor decision. Harrison gets the RBI.
He faced the minimum in an inning only once, and that was a result of a double play. Bounces away from Suzuki. That'll roll to the screen. Hansen, who has taken advantage of a wild pitch, pass ball, and wild pitch, will score. And the Pirates up their lead. It's now 5-3.
Tony Watson with a 2-2 pitch. Strike three called around the inside corner, and that's the way this one ends.
6-4 is your final score. R.A. Dickey settled for the loss tonight. He gave up 3 earned runs on 9 hits while striking out 4. Here's what he had to say about Saturday's game.
Felt pretty good and in control for the most part. You know, I think I gave up the 9 hits I might have given up. 8 of them were singles, you know. I mean, it wasn't like I was giving up missiles in the gaps. And I felt pretty in control, and it was moving well and late, which is good this early in the season for me. I mean, but, you know, we're sloppy right now. I think to a man, anyone in here would tell you the same thing. We tighten it up a little bit. You know, we're playing pretty good baseball if we just tighten it up a little bit. Look, we all have a part to play in it, you know. I could have pitched better to the bottom part of the lineup, a little bit better tonight. I mean, we're all just looking for that rhythm right now, you know, and it'll come. And we got the pedigree in here. It'll come. We just don't need to panic, but we do need to be honest about what we need to do better. And that's the only way you grow as a baseball team. And so I think everybody in here would tell you we've started the year a little bit sloppy, and there's a lot of room to clean things up, and I think we will. When you're a knuckleballer in particular, and with any you know, pitcher, really, you have to be observant and figure out, you know, what did you do well tonight? What did you not do well tonight? You know, I don't feel like the results mirrored the process tonight. I felt like my process was pretty good, and I had a plan, and I executed it for the most part. I think in that sixth inning, you know, I was not going to get beat with anything but my knuckleball to either McCutchen or Marte, and I threw some pretty good pitches that were close. I thought they could have gone either way. That being said, you know, I still need to make a big pitch in that situation. That gives us a real shot if I get out of that sixth. And that's what the expectation should be of me. And for all the starters in general is, you know, how can we get through 6-7 innings and hand the ball off to the next guy with a quality start under our belt and our team a good chance to win? I didn't do that tonight. And so, you know, a lot of the responsibility does fall on me regardless of how I feel or what I think happened out there. You know, this game is about results, especially once the lights are on, the season starts. But, you know, I think the motif here early in the year is that, you know, I think all of us are a little bit out of rhythm. And I think you can look for us because we're pros. I mean, we got professionals in here. I mean, we're going to turn the page. But early on here, we could be a little bit better.
Braves manager Brian Snitker and the Braves couldn't hold the early lead against the Pirates on Saturday. Here's the skipper on the loss.
We didn't do ourselves any good. I mean, help ourselves out at all, that's for sure. Just a couple of didn't do enough to help ourselves, I guess. We just probably could have cut the inning short, and like I say, got off the field. We weren't able to do that, and he had a big hit there, it wasn't a pretty game by any stretch.
That's my first time to ever manage a knuckleballer. Yeah. I'm kind of feeling through it, but he's such a competitive guy, as evidence, the thing was really moving tonight. The one they scored the two runs, both balls together wouldn't have been a hard routine ground ball that they scored two on. And then, with the other inning, we didn't make enough plays to get us out of the inning. Wild pitch went in. And it's tough. I mean, I thought Kurt did a good job with him under circumstances, because it's a tough ride because that thing's really good. As he experiences it more, he's working at it, and I say doing a good job for the first time. It's his first time too, coming into spring training. So kept battling back and grinding through, and gave ourselves a chance. We're just a couple of big hits away, from turning some of these games around. So we just got to stay the course and keep getting after it, and eventually. You get guys on base, and then balls start finding gaps. So that happens, and we'll get on a little run.
Series wraps up on Sunday as the Pirates' Gerrit Cole squares off against Julio Teheran.